Hi, I'm Nita Strauss, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history, one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. This morning, I have the absolute amazing pleasure of speaking with Nita Strauss again. I had her on a few months ago. It was a lot of fun, and she's back. She's getting ready to release her new solo album, Controlled Chaos. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that, hitting on a few other things here. I've been doing a little bit of research and checked out some of her fitness advice on muscleandfitness.com and some stuff like that. So maybe we can get a little bit of fitness advice here from Nita as well today. She does clinics. Cover of Guitar Player magazine with the women of guitar, just everything. She's just really kind of exploding. WWE, an amazing Kickstarter. It has to be record 800% funded, like unfreaking believable. So there's a lot going on, and I'm really excited to talk to Nita again. But first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. That is our website. Check back often for more great podcasts like today's show with Nita Strauss. You also do not want to miss our live show on Rock Rage Radio's Facebook Live. We do a live show every Tuesday night there with Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. It's a lot of fun. We pick an interesting topic, mix it up with the audience, and you can be a part of it. So if you want to be a part of rock history, tune us in there, and you can find out more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. All right, we have Nita Strauss. Nita, without any further ado, how you doing? Welcome back.
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me on again. It's great to talk to you.
You guys played in Pittsburgh last night, right?
We did.
Okay. Are you still in town, or are you on the road somewhere?
We are actually leaving town in about an hour. Okay. We usually drive right after the show, but we've got a short drive to Warren, Ohio today. So we are still in Pittsburgh for another hour or so.
Okay, cool. You came in here, you did a clinic on Thursday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us a little bit about that. Last time we talked, everybody knows, if you guys want to pick up on Anita's history, you can check out her bio. LA born guitarist. Despite as amazing of a guitar player she is not a Musicians Institute guitar player. She achieved the Steve Vai status without doing any of that. That's how amazing she is. So if you guys want to know more about that, her bio is on our website. We want to talk more about what's going on now. So tell us a little bit about doing clinics. Kind of what sort of happens there?
Yeah. So a clinic is essentially like another name for a masterclass. But mine are run pretty differently than any other one that I've ever been to, because I really like to tailor mine towards the attendees that are at that specific clinic. So I try to get a feel for who's there and not just say, of course I'm going to talk about my equipment, I'm going to talk about the basic stuff that I'm there to talk about, but I also want to tailor it to, who's watching, because if it's more just music fans and less guitar players, I don't want to spend the whole time talking about theory and,
right,
the intricate, parts of gear that only real guitar players care about. And if it's mostly guitar players, I don't want to spend the whole time telling road stories or what's it like to tour with Alice Cooper or whatever. I want to tailor it to them, because they're the ones that want to know, does this speaker simulation sound, sound accurate, and how fast is the tracking on the MIDI controller? And so it's really, each one has to be tailored toward who's in the audience at that event. And that's what I try to do.
What is like one of the oddest questions you've ever had at a clinic?
Oh gosh.
I'm sure. Because I know guitar players. I'm a guitar player too. And I've been to clinics. I haven't been to one of yours, but I know that sometimes people say stuff and you're like, what the?
I had somebody ask me what he should dress up as for Halloween at my last clinic. And it was between Winnie the Pooh and Reptar from Rugrats.
Oh, wow.
So at the beginning of my clinic, when I say, please feel free to ask me, I'm going to take as many questions as possible. I guess I should add a disclaimer, maybe try to make it relevant to something that like other people would want to know.
Oh my God.
Because this is for the rest of the class as well. Oh. But it was cute. I can't think of any time that I've gotten a question that I didn't like, or
embarrassed
that,
you or anything,
that was disrespectful or anything. And it's, you know, by and large, it's a really great group of people that come to these things. They've all been at Guitar Centers this year. There's been very few in the United States that I've done that have not been at a Guitar Center. And the people that come, they're all free to attend. It's open to all ages, all skill levels, musicians, non-musicians, anybody that wants to come and hang and chat about guitar and things that I know about, which is mostly just guitar and some working out stuff, is all welcome to come. So it's a great hang.
You've adopted a pretty, and I would say very serious, not extreme, but just very serious attitude towards health and fitness in the last few years.
Yes.
And I was reading your interview on muscle and fitness and was really... really blown away, because those in the audience listening, you guys know how hard it can be to keep your fitness together when you're just working like a 9-to-5 job or whatever. But imagine waking up in different time zones and trying to figure out, like, is it more, when do I do my workout? You know, what am I eating? What time is it? You know, and if and you have, Nita, you've been able to like kind of master this over the past few years. So tell us a little bit about some of your sort of, because I know that a lot of it's mindset. So why don't we start with that? Sort of what kind of got you into the idea that I need to start taking care of this? Because you started a lot earlier. Most people don't start thinking about this till stuff starts falling apart a lot later in life, you know? So you, like in your late 20s, said, well, wait a minute here. So tell us about kind of that journey.
Well, I was mentally falling apart. I may not have been, you know, physically falling apart yet, but I was mentally falling apart. I had very little discipline. I was out on the road. You know, we do about 10 months of touring out of the year, and, you know, it's an easy lifestyle to just get sucked into, and, you know, drinking and partying and enjoying the quote unquote rock and roll lifestyle. And I just sort of fell into it for a really long time. And, you know, it may seem like fun externally, but it's a really hard lifestyle to keep up with.
Okay.
And be happy. And so in September of 2015, I made the decision to get sober. And once I did that, I kind of realized that it was time to start taking care of not just my mental health, but my physical health as well. Because when you tour so often, you tour as long as we do, and you're so physical on stage, like, I'm a very physical performer. You know, I wear a step tracker on stage, and I generally hit my 10,000 steps on stage. Oh, like, that's how much I run around.
Well, you know, just to add a side note, a friend of mine took some photos from your clinic in Pittsburgh, and even at your clinic, you're like jumping around and doing the whole swinging the hair and the whole thing. So even so you are, so guys, she is very active.
Yeah, I try to do the same show whether I'm playing in front of 30 people or 300 people or 30,000 people. You know, you should be doing the same show. Thankfully, I haven't done one in front of 30 people in a long time.
Good.
But you know, I try to put on the exact same show because it's the same caliber of people that are watching. It doesn't mean any less just because there are less people there. So whether it's a clinic or whether it's, you know, Download Festival or Whack in Open Air, I'll do the same show. I might take a few less steps at the Guitar Center, but besides that, I do the exact same show. And like you said, it's really just been about mindset, you know, like just shifting your focus and shifting your priorities. Whatever you want to make time for in your life, you can make time for it. Everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. You know, so whether it means setting an earlier alarm to get up, you know, if focusing on your fitness is something that somebody listening to this wants to do and they think, I just don't have time, set an earlier alarm. There's always time in the morning, you know. And if you think, oh, I can't go to bed early, I read a great book called Hell Week recently where he talks about getting up early, getting up at 5 in the morning and doing a workout before a regular 9-to-5 job. And apparently, you know, in the book, he says one thing that people struggle with is they can't go to bed early enough to get enough sleep to get up at 5 a.m. And in the book, he says, try getting up at 5 a.m. a few days in a row. You'll go to bed really early on the third day. And I tried it, and I found it to be really true. Like, as long as you get up early enough, you know, you can get your body to relax and go to sleep at the time that it's needed. So it's just about shifting your mindset and making whatever it is you want to work on, whether it's your fitness, whether it's your guitar playing, you know, whatever it is that your goal is in life, just making that a priority and you know, setting aside the time in your day as a non-negotiable to do it.
you have been a side. How long have you been a side person for Alice?
With Alice specifically?
Yeah.
It's going to be 5 years next year.
Okay. With 5 years. And you are releasing a solo album here, Controlled Chaos. It's going to be coming out in a few weeks, a couple of weeks. Is there any sort of, because, you know, Alice is Alice.
Yes.
We don't even say his last name. We know who he is. So you're moving into Nita Strauss's own career. Is there any sort of apprehension, nervousness about that? You know, what is the sort of mental process that you go through when you're kind of going like, oh crap, I'm gonna do my own thing now?
Well, actually not at all, because
okay.
I've been touring, you know, for 16 years. I'm 31. I've been touring since I was 15, so long before Alice Cooper. I've been in my own bands. I've played in probably 100 bands,
okay.
You know, before I played with Alice. So there wasn't really any trepidation about stepping out from the Alice Cooper umbrella, because that's where I've spent the majority of my career,
okay.
You know, not being in the Alice Cooper family. So it's just sort of exciting. It's not really, there's not really any fear there. It's just sort of exciting to get to show, you know, a new side of myself that I haven't gotten to show people before.
And Controlled Chaos is an instrumental album, correct?
It is.
Okay, and tell us about who played on it, because I heard that you maybe you've played almost everything.
I played almost everything, yeah. My boyfriend Josh played the drums on it, which I'm really, really happy about, because we have an amazing working relationship. And he is, it's funny, I always like to say that he wears more hats in the Nita Strauss camp than I do.
Okay.
Because he played on my record. He has managed my career for the last 3 years and just elevated everything that I do to a completely new level and like a much higher level. And it's amazing to work with somebody that just gets you, you know, somebody that you're that close to that is able to just see your vision and execute it and make it so much better. You know, another drummer might have come in and heard the song and just said like, okay, here's a drum beat that works there. But to have somebody that knows my personality and knows my influences and knows like maybe deeper than I do what I'm going through and what the emotion of these songs is about is a really rare thing to find in the music industry. So I'm really thankful that I had him to play on the songs. And then also, you know, my other best friend, Kat Scarlett, she plays keys in Femme Fatale with me. She's in my band We Start Wars. Like, she's in every band that I can possibly bring her into with me, I get her in, because I love the way that she plays, and our playing complements each other extremely, extremely well. So she played all the keyboards on it. Josh played all the drums. And then the final track on the album is a Queen cover. It's a cover of The Show Must Go On. And I had Tina Guo play cello on that. And Tina is a ridiculously talented classical cellist she played the theme for Wonder Woman and so many of the incredible Hollywood scores. So I was really, really lucky to have her play on it, because she's absolutely amazing.
Okay, well, that'll be a good segue into playing your track, Our Most Desperate Hour. And Josh is in the video.
Josh is in the video, yeah.
Yeah, so cool. All right, so Nita and Josh rocking out Our Most Desperate Hour. Check it out on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that is absolutely ferocious, and is and as I mentioned earlier, there is the there is a great video on your website at nitastrauss.com. Anything you want to say about the video or anything like that?
You know, the video, it's funny how we always do the same thing in my little, in our little Nita Strauss camp. Okay. We work with the, you know, when we work with people that we like and they do a good job, we stick with the same people. We're super loyal to who we work with. So the same people that did our music video for Pandemonium were the ones that did our Most Desperate Hour. And I think it came out absolutely awesome. You know, it really kind of encompasses the sort of frantic nature of the song. You really get that feeling of it. So I'm really pleased with how it came out.
Okay, awesome. And what is coming up for you guys in the next, say, 6 to 12 months? Is Alice's tour kind of wrapping up, or is there a ways to go?
Oh yeah, we've got actually only 2 shows left. Okay. For the rest of the year with Alice Cooper. So we are on the home stretch, and we will get back. I've got 2 more clinics with Guitar Center. I've got Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Hollywood. I'm doing the first clinic at the new Hollywood Guitar Center store, which is really near and dear to my heart because that's my local guitar center. That's the one that I go to when I need strings.
Okay.
So to hear that, you know, to be the first one to get to break in the clinic space there is really something special for me, really an honor. And then November 12th, I will be at Replay Music in Tampa for a clinic there. November 16th, my record Control of Chaos comes out via Sumerian Records. And November 19th is the start of my very first solo tour as, you know, under my own name, as you said. And that's something that's really, really exciting because since I have toured with so many different bands, some of it's being my own music, some of it other people's music, I've never seen my own name on a marquee.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's something a lot of musicians don't really see. You know, you always see the band name, you know, no matter how big the band gets, you know, you see U2 or Muse or Guns N' Roses, you know, it's not everybody that gets to see their own name up there. So it's really, really exciting for me. And going out with 2 amazing guitar players, Angel Vivaldi and Jackie Vincent, who are just making me step my practice game up so much. it's really awesome.
You know, there are, with the advent of YouTube, there are, like, they're coming out of the woodwork. I seem to feel like it kind of started with Guthrie, Govan, you know, with his videos, just kind of like opening the floodgates for all these amazing people. And like, you know, I mean, not just even famous people, like people with like, you know, 300 views are just crushing it. What do you feel about the state, or what do you think the kind of state of the guitar is right now? I mean, it seems to me like even though it's not as prominent in pop music as maybe as a lot of us would like, it seems like it's really, there's an underground thing with it. I don't know exactly how to play. So explain, what do you think about it?
I think, first of all, I do think, of course, it can always be more prevalent in pop music, but you will notice that every big pop star has an amazing guitar player on stage with them.
Okay.
You know, if you go and see Pink, she has Justin Derrico up there doing,
great,
you know, doing all the guitaring. He's phenomenal. You know, Nuno Bettencourt playing with Rihanna. You know, there's so many amazing guitar players. So it is in there a little bit. Mike Scott, I think, with Justin Timberlake. You know, just there are incredible guitar players, but I do agree with you that they need a little bit more of a showcase in the pop world. Hint, hint, anybody's interested. but as far as the YouTube and social media space goes, I think it's so important, you know, in 2018 to have a strong social media presence. It's something that I really embrace in my own career and interact with people. But it doesn't substitute for going out and actually going and playing shows. And that's something I feel really, really strongly about. You know, one of the questions that I get asked the most at my clinics is, you know, I'm a guitar player. How do I get to the next level? And I say, well, what band do you play in? And they say, well, I don't play in a band. I just have a YouTube page. I go, there's your problem. You can't step on stage for the first time and have it be a big gig. You have to work your way up. You have to get on stage in front of actual people, not people watching on a computer screen in another country, but in front of actual physical people who are there with their eyeballs and their phones and they're recording you and, you know, step on your cable and put out your guitar and learn from it and slip right. And trip and fall on the stage and learn from it and have your singer step on your your mute switch, you know, on your tuner and mute your guitar and learn from it and learn how to keep a cool head and not panic and perform well in front of people. And that's what gets you to the next level. Certainly not YouTube videos and YouTube views. Although it's good, it's necessary, and it's a helpful tool. I don't think it's the end all be all of music.
So you're gonna go out with the Controlled Chaos. You have a band playing, right? Correct.
Yeah, I'll be using. Of course, Josh will be playing drums, and then I'll be sharing a band with Angel, which is really cool because he's got some very very high level guys playing with him.
Oh wow! Okay, sharing bands. That's one way of doing it. Okay.
Because
you hear about the expense
really
of touring,
it's
you
all
know.
Guitar players. Yeah. Yeah, it's all guitar players on this tour. There's no singers, you know, which is how we're able to do such an insane schedule. We're doing 29 shows in 31 days. And if you have a singer singing, you can't do that schedule.
No.
So we have no singers on this tour. We can do the craziest schedule that, you know, that we can find. And, you know, if they book us, we will come. And they sure booked us. So we're very grateful. And we're looking forward to getting out there and playing.
You know, I was checking out your website, nitastrauss.com, and I was perusing around, and there's Skype lessons. You can actually hire you to like do one-on-one lessons, or what's that about?
I have not actually found the time to do that yet. In full transparency,
wow.
If you click where it says Skype lessons, it says coming soon.
Okay, gotcha.
And that was a really ambitious idea that we had when building the site. And also, you know, when we were rebuilding and revamping my website, this was before the album cycle started. And Alice had just started the Hollywood Vampires, his other band, which is Joe Perry and Johnny Depp and Tommy Henriksen from our band. So we had a little more downtime than usual. You know, we were doing 8 months of the year instead of 10 with Alice, let's say. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a ton of time off, but it's more time off than we usually had.
Right.
So Josh and I had this really ambitious idea to start taking on a few students a week with Skype lessons, but that's just so far removed from the radar right now. I have been doing some Skype stuff, though, with my Kickstarter, because when we did the Kickstarter for Controlled Chaos, one of the perks that I offered was a Skype call, which, you know, I said, it's a 10-minute Skype call. We can talk about whatever you guys want, you know, whether you want to take a 10-minute guitar lesson or, you know, show me around your house or whatever you want to do. And it has been so much fun just like seeing people and seeing what people want to spend their time talking about, that it's definitely something I would love to do in the future.
Oh, that's awesome. So go ahead, and we're kind of coming to the end here. So why don't you go ahead and maybe plug your website and anything else you want to talk about, if you want to talk about your signature guitar, or go.
Okay. Yes, my signature guitar is out in stores worldwide now. I'm extremely, extremely proud and honored to be the first ever female Ibanez signature artist. So my guitar, the Jiva, is in stores now. Please do go and check it out. Play it and tell me what you think about it if it's in your local music shop. My website, nitastrauss.com, is a great way to keep up with what I'm up to. But an even more immediate and up-to-date way, which I do update every single day, are my social media pages, which are Hurricane Nita on Hurricane Nita on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, and I'm Nita Strauss on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, Nita, thank you so much for taking some time. I know that you guys are, you know, busy. You're heading to Warren, Ohio, so I won't keep you. Do you have a second, though? I'd like to just cut a tag with you when we're done. You got a minute to hang out while I wrap things
up?
Sure thing. Awesome. Okay, guys, Nita Strauss, part two. We had her on a few months ago. She's back, and the record is Controlled Chaos. And the video, Our Most Desperate Hour, is right there when you go to nitastrauss.com. You can't miss it. It's unfreaking believable. And I was looking at that, and I was going, I wonder if that's Josh playing drums. And yeah, he's a badass too. So very cool. You're going to love it. I'm glad they're going out on tour. It's freaking perfect. It's awesome. So congratulations to Nita on that. Listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Listen, guys, if you are super passionate about great guitar-driven rock and you want to get a little deeper, you want exclusive music, exclusive video, you want to hang out with other people who really believe that great guitar-driven rock is not dead, that it's out there, that it's in full force, and you want to help keep it alive, I encourage you to join the party at LouLombardiMusic.com. lulumbardimusic.com/innercircle. That is lulumbardimusic.com/innercircle. It's a private group of folks like you and me and Nita, people like that who are really into great rock, great guitar music, and just kind of feel like screw the rest of it, let's rock. So you can check that out at lulumbardimusic.com/innercircle. All right, we've whittled away yet another podcast, and I appreciate you guys all hanging out. Check out Nita's new record at nitastrauss.com. I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.